Welcome back to the Personal Branding Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Vitone. I'm the founder of Personal Brand Accelerator and a personal brand strategist based in Boston and San Francisco. And I am excited to share with you that last night was such an overwhelming emotional evening because my students graduated from Personal Brand Accelerator. So I'm still kind of coming off a high. And I came into the office this morning and was like, gosh, I really should record a podcast about how I built Personal Brand Accelerator and kind of where it's gotten to today and just kind of share a little bit about the transformations that people are having when they go through the course. Because, you know, for many of you, you may have heard me talk about PBA, but you might not be totally sure on what it is. And so I thought I would share the story of how it got started. And if you're someone who is thinking about becoming a coach one day or starting your own business or just have an idea for a project or a blog or a website, you know, I think you'll be able to take away some good pearls of wisdom from this chat. So as always, this podcast is sponsored by Car Workplaces, and Car is where I currently am sitting right now. It's where I have my podcast studio set up. It's where my team and I meet. It's in the most beautiful building in the financial district in Boston, but they have locations all over the country. And Car really provides flexible short-term co-working space and office leases for anything that you could need. So it's as simple as like signing up to use one of their virtual offices where you can just use them to help you collect your mail, or if you want, you know, especially as an entrepreneur, if you want to have a virtual business address in a really nice location, but you're still working from home, it's a great option that they provide as well. And you can also come in and rent an office for a day and just hang out and get some work done, change of scenery, especially from all of us working from home right now. It's really nice to switch it up. And it was a huge game changer for me in my business, being able to come into a space and, you know, feel like I was getting more done. I noticed my productivity had skyrocketed. I noticed that I was spending less time on my phone. So, you know, it's a really good time to think about what your co-working space options might be. And I think Car would be a great fit if you're listening to this podcast right now. So let's get into it, you guys. Like I said, I'm kind of coming off of a high. We had our end of the year ceremony last night, and I think this class in particular has really dived so deep into the curriculum and have made such strong relationships and connections within the community that it was just really cool to spend some time last night giving everybody an opportunity to share their growth and where they've come. All of the coaches and I put together superlative awards. So we, you know, shared awards and, you know, give people an opportunity to talk a little bit. And then at the very end, I did an end of the year video. So I actually took clips from interviews, like from the very beginning when I first interviewed all of our students to join the program, I took clips from those Zoom calls, and then I took clips from the last breakout session of the program where they were talking about like their transformation, how far they've come. And so I spent quite a long time putting this video together because I really wanted people to see, wow, like look how far you've come. You know, just 3 to 4 months ago, you were talking about all of the things that you wanted to accomplish and the person you wanted to be, and now you're doing it, and you are making that transformation, and you might not be where you thought. You might have changed directions or decided to go in a completely new route, and you might not still know what you want, but you are confident in where you are today, right now in the present moment, and you have clarity around who you are and how you want to show up. And the rest falls into place. You know, and so I think this is a great segue because when I first started Personal Brand Accelerator, when I first had the idea for the program, I thought it was going to be a program that helped people build their brand so that they could, you know, increase their revenue and work with better clients. And I thought it was going to be more of a business course because that's what I thought people would pay money for. And then when I got deeper into it, I realized this is so much deeper than helping people set up a business. It's helping people discover who they are. And that that line, discover who you are, I feel like it gets thrown around so much, but truly that's what you do in PBA. And you start to begin to realize that maybe your life or your decisions or where you currently are isn't aligned with what you really want and your values and your strengths. And people, you know, go through this transformation of discovering that and realizing they have to make changes. They have to envision, you know, a greater future for their highest self. So when I first started PBA, before PBA, I was doing Squarespace websites for people, and people would come to me, I would help them set up their Squarespace website. I would help them write copy. I would even help people take photos, help people with their social media. I was doing a bunch of like random jobs just to make money. And I was calling myself a personal brand strategist, but I really wasn't working so much on the strategy side with my clients. It was like I was just doing everything for them. And I knew that there was something that felt off about that. For one, I am not someone who is super detail-oriented. I am much more of like a big picture thinker, visionary. You know, I look towards the future, use my intuition to make big decisions. And I take a lot of pride in that. I think it's gotten me really far. But I think one of the struggles I had when I was a freelancer and doing the done-for-you services was I would miss details all the time. It was hard for me to make specific deadlines for clients. I felt disorganized. I just wasn't operating in my zone of genius. Even though I had a good eye, and even though I did a good job for people, ultimately, where I found myself really excelling was in the interpersonal relationships and really getting to know people and helping them pull out this message that they felt called to share. And I didn't realize that that was an option for me. Like, I didn't even realize that coaching was on the table at all until Maria Domenica, who you all know, she's a big part of PBA. She's one of the PBA coaches. She's also my head of communication. And, you know, she came to me with an idea for a magazine, or at that time, it was actually a podcast called Modern Day Muse. And she asked for my help. She said, I really need help getting this launched. And she wanted to work with me as, you know, as a client, but she wanted me to help her with strategy. And it was totally new to me. I remember thinking, really? You want to pay to work with me for an hour every week? Okay. But I started doing it. And I remember by like the third or fourth time, really loving it and thinking to myself, this is where I'm called to be. Like, this is what I know I'm good at, is, you know, helping people do the work themselves, because it's really gratifying work, especially for personal branding. It's not the same as setting up a brand for a company. It's not the same, you know, as setting up a website for a small business. It's so personal. And so I realized that I could be of much greater service to people and really make an impact in a much deeper way if I was face-to-face, one-on-one, helping them make sense of what they've experienced in their life and then pull out the message they want to share with others and communicate that message online via social media content, via website, via, you know, Instagram stories, all of the things, right? And so I started working with Maria, and it was such a great experience. And during that time, I had also started to realize that it was smart to do group coaching programs. I was like, okay, I see that happening all around. I know what the formula is to build a personal brand because I've done it myself, and I'm proud of the brand I've built for myself. Now, what would that look like if I put that into a curriculum? And so I literally remember pulling out a piece of paper and writing down what I had done for myself. I said, okay, step one, I looked at my personal story. I had to craft the narrative. I had to build the foundation for my brand. Step two, I got really, really into the Enneagram and understanding my personality and understanding the limiting beliefs and the negative thought patterns that were preventing me from moving forward and growing. Number three, I got super clear on what I wanted my message to be. So my personal brand statement, my mission statement, my vision statement, looking at my target audience and my ideal brand adopter and asking myself, who is this person? How do I reach them? Number four, I created my visual identity. So I created a color palette for myself. I looked at the different typography I wanted to use on my website. And then I wrote the copy for my website. Step six, I wrote the copy for the about page, for the home page, for the contact page, the work with me section, and the sales pages. And then I built my website using Squarespace. And after Squarespace is when I optimized all of my social media profiles and then really created content. That was the formula that I knew from the very beginning I wanted to put into a course. Now, when I look back on my actual like journey, I think I did all of that, you know, at the same time or at different times, kind of a mess jumbled up. But when I sat down to outline it, I thought this is really the formula that I did. And I knew that because I had seen, I am my own best case study, right? I knew it had worked for me and I thought, okay, this could probably work for other people. And so I had this idea for this group coaching program, but I knew I kind of needed to coach people one-on-one and really try to see if it worked in that container before I took it and made it into a bigger program. So I worked with Maria, and then Maria was the first person I asked if she would go through what I called at the time Personal Brand Accelerator, except just one-on-one. And it was the first time that I had pitched the program, and she was the first person I pitched it to, and she said yes. And I remember being so excited. It was the first like high-ticket coaching offer I had sold. And, you know, I think it helped that we had been working together already for, you know, a few months. And so we had a relationship already, but she was my first yes. And it gave me a lot of confidence. And I remember up until that point in my business, you know, giving people a lot of different options for them to work with me. Like I agonized over my packages and services for so long. And I finally thought to myself, I'm going to just do away with all of those other packages and services and offer one thing. One way you can work with me, this is it. It's called Personal Brand Accelerator. And when I started doing that is when my business just flourished and bloomed, because all of a sudden I was taking away all of these other options that were just confusing people and giving them option paralysis and saying, hey, this is my way. This is the way that you can work with me. This is my signature program. And so after Maria, I started pitching the program to other people who were coming to my website, and the first few clients I worked with, you know, I got really lucky. They were all phenomenal. And, you know, people talk about all the time building a community and what it means to build a community. And people always think so big, like, how am I going to bring all of these people together at one time? But I believe that a community, it really starts with 3 to 4 close relationships with people who all have like interests and uphold similar values. And that's how you build. And that's honestly what happened, is I just made such strong connections with my first few clients, got really lucky with how wonderful they all were, took them through Personal Brand Accelerator. And in that time, I really, you know, I gave myself about 6 months or so to really tweak the material, figure out the outline, go really deep with people and see them, you know, and try to pinpoint what it is they were really struggling with, what tripped them up, what parts of the program could help them go deeper, what parts of the program maybe didn't need to be there or I could omit. And I did, you know, there were weeks within PBA that I ultimately scratched because I felt like, oh, that doesn't really pertain to where they are right now. And, you know, I tweaked and tweaked and tweaked. And I remember deciding, okay, I'm ready to do the group program. And I went through a whole, like, oh gosh, I think I launched PBA right in the middle of the pandemic. Like, right at the beginning is when the first round started. And I remember being so terrified that I wasn't going to be able to fill spots because people were worried about the pandemic and about money. And, you know, I was terrified, but I ended up filling my first round. It had 7 people. I remember, like, I just was so scrappy about it. Anyone who showed any interest, I was like, we're going to get you in this no matter what. Like, I did payment plans, You know, I set up a scholarship program. I did bartering with people because I just wanted as many people within the program as I could get so that we could grow and that we could get testimonials and I could keep testing this curriculum with people. And, you know, looking back now, the first class, I feel like, wow, so much has changed. The curriculum has evolved so much. It's like 10 times better and just so much more enhanced and deep. And I laugh because, you know, I think the first class, what I did with them is I just was 100% so invested in all of them that I think it made up for any lack that was in the curriculum, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like looking back now, like the first few modules were weak. Like, it was just still underdeveloped, but I spent so much time with each of them that they still were able to get a transformation and they were still able to walk away with something, which was more confidence, the ability to speak into the camera, you know, a stronger message and grasp on their story. And, you know, after the first class, then we did the second class, which was, you know, it grew and grew and grew. And now here we are a year later and another class has just graduated. And to see how much the curriculum has evolved, I'm really proud of because we've continued to go deeper and deeper and deeper. But I think the one main takeaway that I have had from this experience and from building a program so quickly within the year is you need people. You really do. I could not do any of this without my coaches, without Maria, without Hillary, without Allie, Jordan, Maddie, Chico. My mom has been a huge, huge help in all of this. And, you know, how do you find the right people, right? That's what it comes down to. And I think the way that you do it is you share yourself authentically. You share your story with courage and with bravery, and you continue to share every single day. You give people an opportunity to know who you are. And that acts as a magnet, and you attract people, whether it's online or offline, to your mission, to your cause. But the first step is knowing what your cause is. I felt so strongly that Personal Brand Accelerator was going to work. I had no evidence that it would, but I knew that it would. I just knew. I had faith because I felt so called to create this program, and I knew this was my purpose. I knew this is what I was meant to do, and I just did it. I didn't have any fear around it. And, you know, looking back now, I should have. I'm surprised I didn't. But, you know, it's like you have to know what that is in order to move as boldly towards your future as you want. And I think that's actually what PBA gives people. It helps them figure out what they're good at and where their strengths lie and who they really are and what they want out of a life. And you need that before you can do anything, before you can build a community, before you can, you know, build a business that really sustains your life and gives you something, gives you a sense of joy and fulfillment. And, you know, that's exactly what this is. And I'm so grateful for the coaches and that we have such a strong relationship. That's been, you know, a big game changer is now I'm working with a team and I have people who help me run PBA because there's no way I can do this on my own. It's too big now. And I think it's exciting because that's always been my goal, is for PBA to become bigger than me and for it to go beyond me and help people beyond what I can do. And if I, you know, I think I'm getting there, and that's exciting. So yeah, that's how I built Personal Brand Accelerator. We're currently open for enrollment for the next class of students for spring summer. And I'm really excited. It's hard to imagine a whole new class of faces because I feel so connected to this current class, but it always surprises me. You know, the people we bring in and, you know, just who this program attracts, it's just magnetic. So if you are listening and you have not been enrolled in Personal Brand Accelerator yet, but you think it might be a good fit for what you need and are looking for, I would say the prerequisite is that you have a story you want to share and that you want to create content on social media. You want to feel more confident in front of the camera. You want to speak with more clarity. You want to speak with more assertiveness, and you want to know who you are and live your truth out loud. That's the prerequisite for PBA. You don't have to be an entrepreneur. You can have and be so happy in your 9-to-5 and go through PBA and still get so much out of it. I think the only prerequisite is that you want to share your story online. And I look forward to having you apply. If you go to personalbrandaccelerator.com, you can click the button that says apply now. It's all over the page, and submit your application, and someone from my team will reach out and invite you to schedule an interview with us. And that's how it works. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope that you have a wonderful April. If I don't talk to you before then, I'm sure I will. And all the best. Love and hugs.